Shechet Shomai Parakiyot Mishnah Taz Chagavin Tmeh Shenech Beshu Um Chagavin Tahirin. So possible at Tzira. Somebody who pickled non-kosher locust together with kosher locust, the brine of the kosher locust would be permitted, even though it was pickled together with the brine of non-kosher locust. But since the brine of non-kosher locust does not contain any blood, it's just the moisture, it doesn't give any flavor, and therefore it would be permitted. Hey, Rabbi Tzadok, Gatsir Chagav and Tmeyem, Shehu Tahor. Rabbi Tzadok testified that the brine of non-kosher locust is Tahor, meaning to say, it's not one of the seven liquids that causes food to become susceptible to becoming tummy. And it's in it that food is only susceptible to becoming tummy when it comes into contact with one of seven liquids, and the brine of non-kosher locust is not one of the seven liquids that would cause food to be susceptible to becoming tummy. Anytime you pickle vegetables of truma together with vegetables of chulin, the vegetables of chulin would be permitted to a non-kohen, as the vegetables of truma would not give flavor to the vegetables of chulin, even though they were pickled together. Unless you pickle chassid together with vegetables of chulin. If the vegetables of truma were in the category of chassid, chassid includes vegetables such as garlic or onion, these types of vegetables give a very strong flavor. So therefore, when they are pickled together with vegetables of chulin, they give flavor to the vegetables of chulin, and the vegetables of chulin would be prohibited to a non-kohen. Now, even though we had previously in this parak that when you pickle olives of truma together with olives of chulin, if the olives of chulin are crushed olives, they would receive flavor from the olives of truma. So we see that when you pickle two items together, they do give flavor to each other. So why does this Mishnah say that when you pickle items together, they don't give flavor to each other? The Noda Behuda explained that this Mishnah is referring only to vegetables. Vegetables do not give a strong flavor. So therefore, when you pickle vegetables of truma together with vegetables of chulin, it doesn't give flavor to the vegetables of chulin. But with regard to other food items, they do give flavor to each other when they are pickled together. Chassid shel chulin, chassid shel truma, yerek shel chulin, chassid shel truma, asur. When you pickle together chassid of chulin together with chassid of truma, or vegetables of chulin together with chassid of truma, the vegetables or the chassid of chulin would be prohibited to a non-kohen. As we said, that when the truma is chassid, which includes onion or garlic, it gives a very strong flavor. So if it's pickled together with yerek of chulin or chassid of chulin, it would give flavor to the chulin, and the chulin would be prohibited. Avo chassid shel chulin im yerek shel truma mutar. But if you pickle together chassid of chulin together with vegetables of truma, then the chassid of chulin would be permitted to a non-kohen. As only when the truma is chassid, then it would give flavor to the yarek or the chassid of chulin. But in this case, the truma is regular vegetables, and it's the chulin that is the chassid, and regular vegetables does not give flavor when it's pickled together with chulin.